I had just said goodbye to my fuck buddy. He's an old friend from where I used to work, and he comes over when I call him. We fuck lots because my husband travels frequently with his job, and I get horny. So I just finished saying goodbye to him when my son called me from his room. I was surprised because I thought he was at school. I went to see what he wanted, and I was shocked. There he was, on his bed, laying there, all naked, and stroking his cock. And I was shocked not just because he was naked, but because of his cock. It was huge. It was all hard and swollen and fucking massive. You should cover up, son, I told him. You shouldn't be doing that in front of your mother. But he kept on stroking, and he said, no point in covering up, Mom. Not now that you're going to take over the stroking and then suck it and fuck it. What the fuck? I couldn't believe what I just heard. Son, that's no way to talk to your mother. And as I turned around to leave, I heard him say, I bet Dad'll be surprised when I show him the pictures. I stopped in my tracks and I asked, what pictures? And he said, the pictures I took of you sucking and fucking your friend's prick. You'd show Dad? You'd do that to me, to your own mother? And he said, I won't show Dad if you suck my cock like you suck your friend's cock. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. My own son talking like this. So I asked him if he would really blackmail me and if he would really force me to suck that big cock of his. And he just smiled and grinned. So I guess he would tell my husband, his father. Okay, I'll do it, but you have to give me the pictures. He agreed, but said that after I did what he wanted, and the first thing he wanted was for me to strip for him and get all naked. I felt embarrassed and angry at being forced to do this humiliating thing in front of my son. But for some strange reason, I felt excited too, and I felt my cunt get wet. I think it was because he was in charge. I've always liked dominant men. And now my son was being dominant towards me for the first time. I started to get on his bed, but he grabbed my hair and pushed my face onto his cock. But before I could start sucking it, he demanded my panties. He said he wanted to smell them. So he grabbed them up off the floor, and he sniffed my panties, and he said, suck my cock while I smell your cunt juices on your panties. I love big cocks, and my son's cock was huge. So I sucked it, like I was told. Oh, baby. Your cock is so big. I can barely even fit it inside my mouth. I was enjoying feeling his big fat prick fill my mouth when I felt him reach underneath me and slide a couple of fingers into my fuck hole. I was soaking wet. I knew my son used to jack off using my panties because I'd seen cum stains on them when I did his laundry, and I'd seen him perving on me at different times. You know, staring at my tits and my ass when I was cooking in the kitchen or vacuuming the floor. But I never thought he'd want to fuck me. Are you turned on, Mom? He asked. The little pervert. What did he think? Here I was sucking his cock and he was finger fucking my cunt. Of course I was aroused. Yes, I'm fucking horny and you know it, I told him, even though I just finished fucking my friend. He told me to stop sucking his cock. He wanted to see me play with my cunt. To watch me do it. I started to protest, and he simply said, pictures. So into my cunt, my fingers went, and I was totally under his control. I was his to command, and I was told that I was a slut. He knew I liked being a slut. He'd heard me telling my friend how much I liked being fucked. I love being dirty, and I do like being a slut. I love being treated like a cum dump. Cunt. The feeling of a hard cock coming in my snatch is a fucking wonderful thing. My husband always treated me like a lady in the bedroom, and I needed someone, anyone, to abuse me and fuck me like a whore. He told me not to come from finger-fucking my gash. I could come later if I did what I was told. Then he told me to suck his cock again. So I licked some pre-cum off his tip and sucked his huge cock deep into my mouth. So fucking horny, I would have done anything to have a cock fucking my sloppy wet cunt. I guess my son read my mind because he asked me, do you want your cock? Do you want my cock, mommy slut? Or do you want your cunt full of my meat? Yes, of course I do. Please, fuck me, I begged him. Not here, my son said. On your bed. On your marriage bed. Where you sleep with daddy. No. That's mine and your dad's bed. We can't fuck in our marital bed. Then I heard the word, photos. So off to my husband's and my bed we went. Sure, my cunt was wet and needed fucking. But this fucking in our married bed didn't seem right. But once I had my son's big cock fucking my face again, I forgot whose bed I was on. He told me to keep sucking his cock to get it really wet and slippery. So I sucked hard. I felt his cock in my throat and I gagged at it, but I never stopped sucking. I was on my back with my legs open wide when my son pulled his cock out of my mouth and moved between my thighs and started slapping his heavy, swollen cock against my cunt. Here you are, Mommy. Here's my cock. Thank God. Finally, I was so horny and my cunt needed his cock. My cunt needed any cock right now. Even my husband's puny cock. I just wanted to be fucked. So I guided my son's prick into my horny cunt. And fuck, it felt so good filling my gash. Fuck me, baby. Fuck mommy's cunt. I needed to come so bad and I wanted my son to come in my cunt. He said, get ready. He was going to come in my hungry gash. My cunt was now his, and he'd fuck it and fill it whenever he was horny. He said he'd wanted to fuck me ever since he saw my friends fucking my cunt. And today, I had finally given him the opportunity and the blackmailing idea today when he saw my friend fucking my fuckhole. I felt ashamed, and I felt guilty, and I felt dirty. Here I was, I had my son's cock pounding away my wet cunt hole, and I was coming. I was coming on my son's cock. I told my son I wanted him to fuck his big cock into my cunt and come inside me. I couldn't believe I'd said that, but I did. And suddenly, this dirty fucking turned even dirtier. He was balls deep in my cunt when he grabbed one of the pillows from my husband's side of the bed and put it under my arse. I lifted my arse up and gave my son better access to my greedy snatch, and he said I should thank Dad. His pillow means I can fuck your cunt deeper. Then I felt him start to come in my cunt, and he unloaded his spunk into my gash. Thanks, Mom. I love the way your cunt is sucking the cum from my balls. Happily, I used my cunt muscles to milk his cum into my cunt. I'd already cum once on his cock, and as he filled me, I came again. He slipped his prick from my cunt, and he degraded me any even more than he had already. Dominantly, he said, "Here, clean my cock, Mom." So I took his cock into my mouth, and I sucked my cunt juice and some of his cum off of his sucking, softening cock. I love your cock, baby. The terrible thing is that I loved everything he'd done. It had started out as blackmail, but I'd come a couple of times on his cock, and his cock was really big. "Thanks, Mom. You're the fucking greatest mommy in the whole world," he said, and kissed me. "Can we do it again soon?" I should have said no and acted angry, but my horny cunt was sated. So I kissed him and said, "Sure. You can fuck Mommy's cunt as often as you want. But now give me the pictures so I can destroy them. Delete them from your phone. I didn't want them to be accidentally discovered or put up on the internet somehow." And my son had this silly grin on his face and said, "What photos, Mom? There were no photos. I was just bluffing." "Bluffing? You were just fucking bluffing? You little fucking evil bastard? Is that nice to trick your mommy like that?" "Did that mean no fucking?" he asked. "Yes. No fucking. I mean, no. I mean, I don't know what it means. I loved your big prick filling my cunt with your spunk, so I guess the answer is yes. And now we can fuck off him. Just as much as we like without me feeling forced. I can simply enjoy you fucking my cunt without any pretense. And now I can just fuck for the fun of it." And then I remembered about the pillow my husband slept on, and how it was soaked with my cunt juices and my son's cum. Oh, shit.